bite, bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And welcome back to the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, who's choking on a piece of sushi.
No, Dr. Pepper.
What is the plural of sushi?
Sushi.
You know how
sushis. I ate many sushis.
Is it sushis?
Yes.
You can do sushis.
And I drank many wines.
I don't think so. Hey, we're talking about websites that are... actually, we updated. Look what it says now, Matt Bauer. Look at the title of the show now.
Wacky and wonderful websites that get it done.
Yeah, well, that's
right.
You know, that's a combination.
We combined our knowledge.
Our stupidity.
I'm surprised you didn't add "and stuff" on the end of that.
And some junk.
And some junk.
One of my
good thinking.
One of my favorite new lists that's on here that I'm just ignoring you guys on is a website called The Word Detective. And I wanted to do a whole show on this because, you know, you hear phrases like three sheets to the wind. You go, where'd that come from? And why is that?
Well,
you know,
it's a saying about a drunk guy. I mean, it could come from a drunk guy.
No, actually, it has to do with sailors. There's a lot of nautical terms that we use that are kind of just terms that we use that we don't realize where they came from.
Yeah.
Three sheets to the wind. A sheet is actually a rope that they use to pull sails in. Okay.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And so three sheets to the wind means all of the ropes came out of their little pulley deals, and they're just flapping in the wind out there, which means you're totally out of control.
Pulley deals?
Pulley deals. Uh-huh. Yeah, what they call them. The winches.
Thingamabobs.
The winchy. You know what? I used to actually be a pseudo semi-Gilligan, too.
I can tell.
Gilligan, yes.
Well, I mean, there's, you know, lanyard.
Uh-huh. Can I call you little buddy?
Well, if you want.
We got to kick Matt out of here.
Are you okay, Matt?
I'm fine.
Professor! That's fine as long as Ginger and Marianne are, you know, forthcoming.
Accompanying, yeah.
But anyway, there's this website called The Word Detective that goes through and tells you. I mean, you've got Fly By Night, for instance. Fly By Night. This is appropriate for Matt.
Why?
Years ago, I was told a definition of Fly By Night, which involves something about coaches whisking people off in the middle of the night. Could you refresh my memory? So basically, it'll actually explain where Fly By Night came from.
And if you want to know where Fly By Night came from, you're just going to have to go find out, right?
It has nothing to do with flying either.
Yeah, Ken's reading, and this doesn't work real well.
No.
We're doing live radio and researching the topic at the same time.
Educating myself as we speak.
Right. Tell you what, let's see if we can educate someone else in the process of educating ourselves. And we'll go to, let's see, Vince, who is right there.
Morning, Vince, or afternoon. Actually, it's morning in the Pacific Ocean. Morning, Vince.
Good day.
Hi.
Well.
Good day.
How you guys doing?
You know, it's another day in paradise. You?
I'm doing all right. Having a little bit of problems. I got myself a Dell Dimension.
Dementia?
Yeah. And unfortunately, the reason I like to play, or like to have a computer, is I like to listen to music and play chess. Now I got a Chessmaster 9000, which works fine. But my music files, the machine is playing very, very soft. And I called up Dell, and I spoke with their support system, and I went through everything that they told me to do for increasing the volume on the computer, and it's still very soft on the non-power speakers. And they said the best they can do is just have me send the computer back, but they want $46 for me to ship it back to them, and I'm still responsible for the $46 it cost to ship it to me in the first place. What do I do?
Well, I'm sure they already went through the whole Q-tip earwax thing, right? They covered that.
Well, you said non-powered speakers, which kind of spiked my interest a little bit.
Really?
I'm not a real big fan of non-powered speakers. In fact, they're pretty hard to find anymore because of the problem that you're having right now, which is they're basically a pair of headphones that you don't put on your head.
Now, are there batteries that you can put into these things, or they're totally without power?
They're totally non-powered. Now, I had an E-machine beforehand, which worked pretty well with the non-powered speakers. But when I got my Dell, I actually gave the E-machine away.
The output on the sound card is probably more conducive to powered speakers. Have you tried? I mean, the cheap, for a lot less than $46, you can get powered speakers.
I think you can get them for about $7 or $8 down at the big box stores all over the place.
Yeah. You might try that first, because that'll tell you instantly if it's the speakers or if it's the computer.
And the guy from Dell seemed to indicate that it was the computer. But
Well, the guy from Dell probably wants you to send it back.
Let's not react. Let's not reenact the whole phone call, my friend.
With the computer, I do have one set of power speakers. Even with the power speakers, I have to turn it all the way up to get a decent sound.
All right, let's go through what I'm sure they already went through everything with you with. You know, the little volume control indicator, little speaker.
Yes.
You've obviously opened that up, and you've gone into all the settings. You've upped the WAV files. Now, is everything low, or is it just when you play music off CDs?
Everything's low. You know, like when I run Adaware and it gets done and it does that little thing with the little bug at the bottom to tell you what it sounds.
Well, it sounds like a bunch of 7-year-olds that are eating chili or something.
Well, it burns.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, to delete out your stuff.
Mongo.
Well, when you said the volume is all the way up, but if you just go into the regular volume properties, there's only one slider. There should be an advanced properties that has like 10 different sliders.
Okay.
Have you looked at all those things?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Well, I mean, there's a possibility that, now you said you did try powered speakers?
I have one set of powered speakers, and I have three sets of speakers, two non-powered and one powered. I had them set up around my room to make a pretty decent sound.
Okay, but the powered speakers didn't make any real difference.
No, the power speakers are audible, it's just not much. I mean, I have to turn it on and jack it all the way up to the top volume, and it just...
Did you go to a lot of Pink Floyd concerts when you were young?
No,
you know what, Vince? That music means it's time for us to take a break again. But again, once again,
help off the air.
We want to help Vince out. We'll take and converse with him during the break here. But if you want to get in on this, 602-277-5827 is the number. However,
we're a little bit booked up at the moment. So
wait till somebody hangs up.
Or visit our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section, and you can find links to ask a question or make a suggestion right there.
When we come back, we got Geek Speak of the Week, Download of the Week, and all kinds of fun stuff. Stay tuned.